Motherhood helps rebuild careers aligned with values. Often, women have to compromise their values to succeed in male-dominated workplaces. This was true for the author in her public relations job. She valued kindness, collaboration, and support, but these traits were viewed as weaknesses. To fit in, she hid these values, which created a disconnect between her personal and work identities. She started working towards goals she didn't believe in and felt like a puppet controlled by someone else. She had become so used to the 9-to-5 routine that she thought being unhappy at work was normal. Everyone's dissatisfied at work, right? But when she became a mother, her perspective changed completely. One of the best parts of those first few years of motherhood was how it broke her free from the 9-to-5 mentality. Those intense years made her cut out all unimportant activities to focus on her child. For the first time, she experienced the joy of working in line with her values. She loved taking care of her child, and it felt right. A new career path. After a few years, she decided to re-enter the professional world. Like many mothers, she didn't want to return to her previous lifestyle. Motherhood gave her a chance to rebuild her career, and she wanted to pursue something meaningful. So she combined her passion for mothering with her work. She started a website called Beyonthe School Run, aimed at helping mothers find fulfilling work and connect. Because she focused on something she cared deeply about, she enjoyed her work, found it easy to manage, and it complemented her role as a mother. Today, Beyonthe School Run is a successful business with a vibrant online community. Work isn't just about paying bills. To achieve true success and satisfaction, it must align with our values. So the first step in your career journey is discovering what truly matters to you. Moms are excellent workers and company leaders. Why does society start treating women differently the moment they become mothers? For example, have you noticed that waiters and cashiers usually ask the father about payment while ignoring the mother? It's just assumed that dad handles the family money. Also, fathers are often asked about their jobs, while mothers rarely get the same question. Even if a woman is a full-time caregiver, people don't usually ask what she did before having kids or what she plans to do later. These social cues show a common expectation. Once a woman becomes a mother, her career is over. Society often assumes that motherhood and professional life can't mix. People might not intend harm when they assume a mother is always taking care of her kids. But this assumption can feel demeaning, as the author knows firsthand. Once, on her way to an important appointment, two men helped Louise Webster lift her child's stroller onto a train. They asked where she was going shopping. The author was shocked by their assumption that being a mom meant she was just out to shop. She didn't bother telling them she was headed to Downing Street to meet with the Prime Minister's advisor. Empower mothers in the workplace. Mothers often confront discouraging assumptions about their career opportunities, which can leave them feeling disempowered. But why does society think mothers aren't suited for work? Motherhood is a demanding yet empowering experience that equips women with valuable skills. For instance, mothers learn how to manage their time efficiently, think ahead, and build supportive networks, all essential business skills. Instead of underestimating them, businesses should appreciate mothers for their perseverance, adaptability, and strong work ethic. Mothers should also know that despite the demands of raising children, they can build successful businesses or careers. After all, if they can raise a child, they can certainly run a business too. Observe children to reclaim innate abilities. As we grow older, we often think we get better at things, but it's the opposite. When we're kids, we're super creative and can learn new stuff easily. We try all sorts of activities and skills without much trouble. But as we get older, we start focusing more on just a few things and lose touch with our natural abilities. Education plays a big role in this shift. In school, we figure out what we're good at and what we're not. These ideas like, I'm bad at math, or I can't sing, stick with us and stop us from trying new things. This thinking can carry into adulthood. Adults who aren't happy with their jobs might think, it's too late for me to change now, and never even give it a shot. accept change, and utilize potential through fearlessness. We can change our beliefs. Take Louise Webster, for instance. Despite being repeatedly told she couldn't write, she persisted. In school, she got low grades in English. She even lost a job at a PR agency for the same reason. But she didn't let it discourage her. Instead, she kept practicing. And now look where she is. She's published in The Guardian, one of Britain's top newspapers, and she's written a book. We need to return to that time before we let doubt stop us, when we were willing to try anything that felt right. Mothers can especially bring back this youthful spirit because they have great role models in their children. Mothers have a lot to learn from their children, starting with fearlessness. Take, for instance, a writer who watched her child confidently speak in front of strangers. Inspired, she decided to face her fear of public speaking by giving a presentation. Like many people, she always avoided it, worried about embarrassment. But once she took the plunge and stood on that stage, something amazing happened. She felt thrilled and discovered she was good at it. The lesson? Keep trying new things. You might surprise yourself with hidden talents. Leverage maternal peer groups for support. Louise Webster thought motherhood would be a perfect escape from her stressful corporate job. Working from home and focusing on her newborn seemed ideal. But reality didn't match her expectations. Leaving the city to raise her family made her miss it. She longed for her friends and their support. While she had more time with her child, she also felt lonely and unhappy. It's common for new moms to feel lonely in the first years of motherhood. Being isolated isn't good for a mom's well-being. That's why the first thing to do if you're feeling lonely is to admit you need help. Support can come in many forms that we often don't realize. It might be as simple as getting praise for your work or encouragement for your ideas. Or it could mean someone else taking care of your kids so you can have some time for yourself. Build community through parenthood. In her case, she understood something crucial. If becoming a mother could disconnect her from her old friends, it could also help her find new ones. So she used her child as a way to connect with others. Children make friends easily, so whenever her child made a new friend, she would become friends with that child's parents too. Creating a network of parents helped the author build a support system with people facing similar challenges. This network freed up time for her to work while her kids played at friends' houses during the week. The diverse community of parents, with different backgrounds and careers, played a crucial role in her success in running a business today. Balance business and family for harmonious coexistence. Switching back and forth between being a parent and a business person can feel confusing at first. It's common for new moms to show up at important work meetings with baby wipes instead of a laptop. To handle this confusion, it's best to keep your roles as a mom and a professional separate. Otherwise, you might end up worrying about work when you're with your kids and worrying about your kids when you're at work. To keep your work and home life separate, start by creating your workspace at home where you can focus without interruptions from kids. This doesn't mean you have to work from home all the time, just that you have a spot for work when you need it. Secondly, to establish a weekly routine. In an office, your work time is clear. You work while you're there and stop when you leave. Working from home, though, means you need to create your schedule. This way, you can separate your roles as a parent and a professional. A routine helps you know exactly when you're focused on work and when you're focused on parenting. A strategy for working mothers for balancing work and life. During the weekdays, focus on work and take it easy on weekends. Kickstart your Monday with a regular activity that sets the tone for the week ahead. For instance, starting with a video blog like an author can give you momentum for the week. A working mother needs to balance her personal and professional life. To achieve this harmony, sync your work schedule with your child's school calendar. This means working when they're in school, eating together, and planning vacations when they have breaks. This alignment keeps both you and your child refreshed and ready for each other's needs. Promote parity among partners. Benefits all. If you're a mom, you likely see yourself as the primary caregiver. Moms often see dads as just occasional helpers when it comes to parenting. Even in families that start out wanting to share parenting equally, with both keeping their careers and caregiving duties balanced, moms usually end up with most of the responsibility. The main problem is the workplace assumption that dads should focus on providing for the family. That's why, even though dads can take the same amount of time off as moms for parental leave, they often don't take as much. They worry it might make them look less committed to their jobs. Because mothers often spend more time initially caring for babies, they become more skilled at basic childcare tasks through practice. This leads fathers to defer to mothers more often, reinforcing the idea of one primary parent and one secondary parent. To complicate things further, some mothers engage in what's called maternal gatekeeping. This happens when a mother, thinking the father is less capable, intentionally limits his responsibilities and time with the children. Even though these mothers might mean well, this approach backfires because it prevents fathers from gaining their own parenting experience. Build parenting skills and sharing responsibilities. Remember, even though it might seem risky to give dad more responsibilities, it's the best way for him to get better at parenting. Plus, the more time he spends with the kids, the more mom can focus on work. It's good for kids to bond with both parents and learn different ways of being looked after. Another way to get dad involved is to assign him specific tasks. If he's working during the day, maybe he could take charge of bath time or bedtime stories, giving mom a regular break. Remember, the effort you put into caring for the kids helps dad with his career, so it's fair for him to pitch in and support your goals too. Key points. 1. Motherhood inspires aligning work with personal values, leading to more fulfilling careers. 2. Society often underestimates mothers' abilities, ignoring the skills parenting builds. 3. Children model fearlessness, encouraging adults to accept change and try new things. 4. Building peer networks through parenting helps moms balance work and personal life. 5. Separating work and home roles develops focus and balance for working mothers. 6. Coordinating schedules with kids' routines creates harmony in family and work life. 7. Sharing parenting duties equally empowers both parents and benefits the whole family.